This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank all the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing the truth to the grassroots of the United States about the Jewish state and its greatness as it leads the world in technology, agriculture, and medicine, and its fight for sovereignty and security on a daily basis. This truth that comes to the United States would not be possible if it weren't for the guys at America's Web Radio over a year ago. And since then, Insight to Israel has seen great success. We are in the top 20% out of 26,000 radio shows that are broadcast. And if it weren't for you guys willing to make the sacrifice to bring this truth, most Americans and Europeans would not get it otherwise from the mainstream media. So I want to say thank you guys for all of your sacrifice, for your patience, your long-suffering, and your kindness, even at times when I've been late had failure of equipment. You guys have been the best, and I want to say thank you. I love you guys. You are committed to telling the truth about Israel. I also want to thank everyone that is a participator and not a spectator in Hershey's for Heroes. As Americans send thousands of Hershey's chocolate bars with a note on them to the Israeli soldiers, we love you, we pray for you, we stand with you. We will fight with you as you defend your country from Islamic invaders, as you defend your country through the media, from global governance that lies about this country, from the leftist media that continues to misconstrue and tell the untruths about the greatness, the generosity, the democracy of the only country in the Middle East that is the most humanitarian. Thank you for being a participator and not a spectator in Hershey's for Heroes. 3 weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, started the Israeli Defense Force started an operation against the Gaza because of an influx of an increase of rockets that were coming from the Gaza. Actually, this is a normal circumstance against towns that are right on the Gaza border. But those rockets were escalated based on many excuses made by the quote-unquote Palestinians that live in the Gaza Strip. And right now we are in a full-fledged war, not with just Hamas, not with the Palestinians, but with Islam, because the quote-unquote Palestinians and Hamas are funded by Islamic groups all around the world and by Muslim countries. So this is not about, obviously, this is not about land. This is about Jewish presence. And they say it all in the Arabic media, how they want to destroy and kill every Jew in this country. And that cannot be disputed. And it's not even up for debate. With that being said, the soldiers have really enjoyed hearing from Americans at the grassroots level through Hershey's for Heroes. And I've been down on the front lines. I've spent a lot of time down on the Gaza border with the soldiers. And that's one thing I'm going to talk to you about today is my experience in the kibbutz of Sufah, where they had one of the largest battles since the operation started. And I was there with the soldiers on the front lines as Muslims entered into Israeli territory close to the kibbutz. And their goal was to kill hundreds of people and soldiers that live in this area. And I was right in the middle of the firefight. Thank God that all the Muslims were killed. Thank God that none of the soldiers were hurt. And when I shared with these soldiers and gave to them Hershey's for Heroes, they were extremely happy to hear from Americans at the grassroots level. So thank you to everyone who gives and shows your love for these soldiers. If you have not participated in Hershey's for Heroes, then I would encourage you to go to Facebook, type in Hershey's for Heroes, or Google in Hershey's for Heroes, and there you'll find the directions on how to send your Hershey's chocolate bars with notes on them to the soldiers here. So, moving forward, I usually do not do a broadcast by myself, but it's been a busy week. I've spent a lot of time on the road, a lot of nights on the ground sleeping with the soldiers. And so I haven't had the chance to organize a guest to come on because I've been away for so long. In fact, the past 3 weeks have been spent on the Gaza border, showing you firsthand what the people that live down there go through. You can see all the videos on Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes and my personal Facebook page, and what the soldiers are dealing with when it comes to the threat of Islamic invasion into the Jewish state. It has been an amazing, amazing life-altering experience, and it's something I'm going to share with you later in the program. First of all, a lot of this conflict, which there is constant conflict in general, but normally it's a bit low-key, something that's many times not reported in the media. In fact, all the time. The rockets that come from the Gaza, the uprisings of the Muslims in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem. Over the past 4 months, we've seen an increase of Jewish stabbings, Jewish assaults, through rocks being thrown at cars that are coming to and from Jerusalem from Judea and Samaria. We've seen an increase of Molotov cocktails. We've seen an increase of violence from the Muslims on the Temple Mount. And this has become a huge, huge problem. Recently, about a month ago, we had three young boys that were kidnapped by Muslims, automatically killed in the back of the car. Their whole point in stealing these three young boys and kidnapping them was to use them as a bargaining chip for the release of more Jewish-killing Muslims. Many of them, most of them involved with terrorist activity against the Jewish state. After this incident took place, about a week and a half later, they had come to find that these boys, they found their bodies outside of Hebron, where I had spent a great deal of time with the soldiers, taking them Hershey's for Heroes. And they found these bodies maimed, mutilated, burned, shot, cut open. I had seen pictures that a soldier had shown to me, and it was disgusting. Not only the fact that they kidnapped these boys, but out of fear of being caught, they shot them, then mutilated their bodies, burned them on fire, then buried them in a field outside of Hebron. And it was a very sad time for the Israeli soldiers because their hope was to bring these young boys back alive. And it was a great deal of discouragement to these soldiers. And many people thought, were hoping, that they would come back alive. But look, here's the reality. You're dealing with a mindset that does not have mercy or compassion upon life. They are savages. This is Islam in its purest form, wickedness and evil. And I'll be honest with you, I had a very good inclination that these boys, unfortunately, would not make it back. And it's very, very grieving to think the three young boys who were innocent, waiting on a bus, waiting to catch a ride. They were what they call tramping, hitchhiking, which is a common occurrence in Judea and Samaria because everybody knows everybody, and there's no worry, like in the United States, for the lives of your children and their well-being. And so these young men were kidnapped, killed, maimed, murdered, and burned. Right after this took place, there was an Arab boy who was Israeli, who was a Muslim, that was killed. Immediately, the Jewish people were suspect. As a return or revolt or revenge for the death of these three young boys. And come to find out that this young man was actually killed because he was homosexual by his own people. It's funny how the media was quick, even many Jews in the media were quick to blame the Jewish people. And it turned out it was all a lie. So this has become a real problem. And because of the incident with the young boy, the Muslims, even without knowing the facts, the Muslims, that are many of whom are citizens of Israel, they started rioting and trying to burn Jerusalem down. Now, obviously, they're not going to do it, but they caused a great deal, hundreds of millions of shekels of damage to Jerusalem. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Islam. You know, there's a lot of things that Americans don't know about the equality, and more than equality, that takes place here in Israel. Arabs is a cultural term. I don't use the word Arab because there are Christian Arabs. Many of them are good. Many of them, first and foremost, in their mind, they're Arabs, so they'll side with the Muslims. That aside, over 50% of the Arabs that are Israeli citizens do not pay taxes. The Arabs are not obligated to join the military, while the Jewish kids defend their freedoms. They have big, huge, beautiful homes all over the country, even nicer the majority of the times than the Jewish Israeli citizens, many of whom live in apartments, small apartments, and they're very expensive. Arabs get a discount, a business loan at a discounted interest rate to start a business. The Arabs get a huge, huge discount to university all over Israel. And the funny thing about it is, while those Arabs go on to university with an affirmative action style law, that they don't have to be that smart. It's not about proving your intelligence level. It's about the simple fact that you're an Arab. While the Jewish kids pay full price, while the Jewish kids have to get in on their own merits of intelligence, they only attend college after they finish their time in the military, while the Arab kids go right out of high school into university. So it's a huge injustice that is done against the Jewish people. And it's not right. And yet these same people complain, protest on the campus against the Jewish state, while they have representation in the Knesset. They have judges that are Arab. They have sports figures that are Arab. Every advantage, and even more so than the Jewish people, they still protest here in Israel, have freedom of speech. They protest anti-apartheid on the university campuses here when they know it's not true. They are lying. And thus, it continues to purport the lie that the Jewish state is unfair, that the Jewish state is disenfranchising. And so we have the Muslims all over the country, in Judea and Samaria here recently, and in Jerusalem, and all over where there's Muslims, they have been creating mass chaos. So moving forward, there was an increase of rockets that came. So there was an increase in rockets coming from the Gaza to pretty much the large majority of Israel. Started with the border towns, Sderot, Ashkelon, Ashdod, moved into Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and as far as Haifa. With that, the Muslim countries of Lebanon and Egypt were kind of testing the waters, because Bibi Netanyahu was kind of tolerating it for a while. And they did some airstrikes, so on and so forth. So then Egypt and Syria jumped in and were seeing what the Jewish people would do. How distracted are they by the Gaza? So they threw out their own attack on the borders, and the Israeli Air Force met them back with a great deal of force. That's why they call it the Air Force. Anyway, so this has escalated over the past few weeks, and I've spent a lot of time on the border doing video. You'll find them on my Facebook page, Michael Ganoe, G-A-N-O-E. And I haven't had the chance to update my Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page simply because the past month I've done nothing but travel. So you can find that on my Facebook page. All the videos, the news updates, I think you'll find it very, very, very interesting. So anyway, I've had this chance to spend a lot of time down on the border, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what these people go through. And some of the kibbutzes on the border, many of the people left. They've got children. These children go through, are traumatized. Even though these rockets, you know, may land in a field, they're still dealing with the alarms, and many times these rockets have hit, thank God, unoccupied buildings. But I can say from experience that in the past month, that when you hear alarms on a regular basis and know you have rockets being shot at you, even if the Iron Dome is shooting them down, every little thing you hear sounds like an alarm. Every little thing you hear sounds like a rocket. And I'm telling you, it's very unnerving. There's nights I haven't even slept, especially when I've been down on the border and, you know, you constantly hear the roar and the thunder of rockets and explosion. And then when you're trying to sleep out there in a field on a mat, you're constantly hearing the sound of drones that are circling the Gaza Strip trying to pinpoint terrorists. It's like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And so for those, I've had some people email me and say, oh, you mean the rockets just land in the field? That's not hurting anyone. You have no clue what it's like to hear that alarm all the time and to wonder if your family is going to be hit. It plays a very strong psychological role on the people in those towns. And it should never, ever be tolerated. Every Muslim that does that or that aids and abets it should be killed. They are an enemy to freedom. And some people don't like me to hear me say that. But that is reality. And the reason why they don't like it is because they're weak and spineless. They have no principles. They don't stand for anything. They don't fight for anything. And some people say, oh, it sounds unchristian and uncompassionate. Well, you know what? You have it done to you, and you see how much compassion you feel like you have in putting up with it. Anyway, so you can find all the videos and the updates on my Facebook page. Unbelievable, unbelievable experience. And I have to tell you, it's not something that's been easy for me to wrap my mind around as an American who's never had to sacrifice anything or go through anything. And so check out my Facebook page and the thousands upon thousands of hits and views that I'm getting because of this. Insight to Israel is making an inroads into the United States, into Europe, and people are listening here in Israel. And it's an amazing, amazing, amazing privilege to bring this truth about the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. So with that being said, spending that time down there on the Gaza, taking Hershey's for Heroes to the soldiers, it truly changes these soldiers' mentality, because right now Islam is rising up all over the world, in Canada, in the United States, in the UK, all over Europe, in Africa, all over the Middle East, calling for the burning, for the murder of every Jew in this country. And for those of you who say not every Muslim is responsible, every Muslim is responsible. Their silence is complicity. Some of you send me emails and say, oh, but they're scared. That's an excuse and not a reason. That's for the fools to believe. That's for the naive to believe. Look, if a man wants freedom, he'll run away. He'll go somewhere, or he'll stand and fight till he gets it. And while millions of Muslims kill around the world, persecute, oppress, to keep from wanting to offend a handful by saying Muhammad was a bloodthirsty, child-raping, self-appointed false prophet. There's no Allah. The Quran is a lie, and there's no virgins waiting. I don't have the time to be catering to, dancing around the truth while people die every day. So, you know, I'm not worried about a few Muslims who aren't violent and who may be offended by what I have to say. That ended a long time ago. That concern for what they feel and what they think ended a long time ago. So, this coming week, on Sunday, actually when you're listening to the show, I have a meeting with the Department of Interior. I had a phone interview with them. They love what I'm doing here. They love the fact that you are involved with your comments, with your sharing, and the truth that is getting out there about the greatness of this country and what these people are faced with. So Sunday I have a face-to-face interview, which you'll probably see the update on Facebook by the time it's done and you listen to this radio show. And I'm very much praying and hoping, and I think that I will receive, God willing, this work visa so that I can continue to promote and tell the truth about what happens here, and you can continue to send me Hershey's for Heroes so I can share them with the soldiers. Then this week, I will be back in the Gaza. They have started a full-fledged... they have started a full-fledged invasion into the Gaza. There are miles and miles of tunnels that run from the Gaza miles into Israel. Now, let me remind you that the Gaza is not a poor area, as the media and the Muslims would like for you to believe. Millions, even billions of dollars is poured into the Gaza from the European community, from leftist groups. From leftist groups all over the world, from the United States, from the United Nations, and from Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Lebanon, so on and so forth. So these people are not so poor and destitute as the media would like for you to believe. Billions of dollars is poured into this tiny area of land. And the Muslims have elected Hamas as their political leadership. And Hamas uses the money that comes in to make tunnels. In fact, let me say this. The Jewish state provides millions of dollars of food, medical aid, and things for their for the infrastructure of the Gaza, like concrete and all the things that go with it. And instead of building their infrastructure, the Muslims there are building tunnels that go on for miles. So far into Israel, so far into Egypt, it's unbelievable. And that will come, that will, that's something we'll share in the next segment about the kibbutz I was on at the time. So the Gaza is not a poor area. In fact, they receive so much money from the global community. Those children should be able to turn on the water faucet and money should flow out. Along with that, there is no accountability when it comes to that money. And a portion of it goes towards learning materials for the children in the schools there. Those children, through their school books, are not only learning about the Quran, but from the Quran are being taught how to kill Jews, how to kill Christians, the global takeover of Islam. They are also learning in the schools how to break down AK-47s and put them back together. These are children. These are children that are, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. there's enough proof here that what I'm saying to you is not conspiracy theory. This is a fact. Everybody knows it. And while these children are being taught this, even though the evidence is there, no one in the world community questions it because they're Muslim. That's what it comes down to. That being said, these same children, generation after generation, while the Jewish people here in Israel, they want peace, they don't want war, they don't want to kill anyone, they just want to be left alone. And this is something that Islam will not allow them to be, and that is left alone. To the Gaza from Ascalon, over 70% of the electric and water is supplied at the expense of the Jewish people from that coastal city of Ascalon. It's funny because last week, the same city that provides fresh water and electric over 70% to the Gaza was struck by a rocket and the electricity went down. And who did the world blame? The world blamed Israel, even though a rocket had done the damage and cut the electricity off. This is the hypocrisy of the left. This is the hypocrisy of global governance. And so it was very difficult for Israelis to justify, especially the government, going into these areas where the electrical plant was damaged because of the threat to the people and making those repairs. There are Muslims that have come up on the beaches here towards Ascalon and tried to kill many of the soldiers that were on lookout. And trust me, they didn't make it very far. So it's a huge threat. It is a huge threat to this country's sovereignty and security. So this is currently what is taking place right now. With the ground war started, they're starting to blow up the tunnels, which are inside the Gaza and even come outside of the Gaza into Israeli territory. So far, unfortunately, one soldier has been killed, and there's been others wounded, as the Muslims have set booby traps for the Israeli soldiers. They literally strapped explosives onto the basket of a donkey and had that donkey go into the Israeli Defense Forces area and trying to blow it up. Thankfully, the military has a pretty good grasp on the strategy of Islam, and they were able to handle the situation in the proper manner. So, as we end the first segment here in the update, in the next segment I am definitely going to share with you my experience on a deeper level down on the Gaza border. I'm asking that all of those that listen to this radio show, I have worked very hard in the past almost 2 years to bring you the truth, risking many times my life, not because I'm stupid or I'm a hero or because I'm brave, but because I'm bringing to you what the international media will not. I'm bringing you interviews of people that risk their lives, that live on the kibbutz there on the Gaza border, of farmers that live in that area that refuse to be driven away as they work in their field on the Gaza border. I have given you access to the Israeli Defense Force and the greatness of these soldiers and what they do to defend this country. So I'm asking for your support for Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. I'm asking that you email me. You can find my email address on Facebook, or you can send me mganoe at insighttoisrael, all one word, .com. Insight to Israel is two T's. I'm asking for your continued support for this radio program, and thank you for listening. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training.
In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gonneau. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
This is Michael Gonneau with the Middle East Research Center Limited, bringing you insight to Israel, the truth about the greatness of the Jewish state and its struggle for sovereignty and security, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And we're back. This is Michael Gonneau with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. And I hope that first segment was very informative. Folks, it's been a long, long month for me. As many of you may or may not know that are listening to the program, when I came here almost 2 years ago, I didn't know anyone, had no contacts here, and just networked the country. And with God's help and your prayers and your support, Insight to Israel came into being. Hershey's for Heroes came into being. And, you know, this is something that I started myself, but I've had a lot of blessed support from the Israelis, from the military, and from American people, and Europeans, that have inspired me, that have motivated me to continue the work here in the Jewish state. And I am very, very blessed every day to do it, and I'm thankful for it. It's the past few days, quite honestly, have been very stressful and tiresome, but I'm almost back. I'm almost back to where I should be at 100%. By the time tomorrow rolls around, another work day, I certainly will be. But thank you to everyone for your prayers, your emails of commitment, of encouragement, and Hershey's for Heroes. Many people are sending me emails wanting to get involved with Hershey's for Heroes, and I'm very, very thankful for that commitment. These soldiers need to hear from us, need to hear from Americans that support them. With that being said, I want to share a few things with you that have happened. I'm going to start off with some testimonies from some of the soldiers. I took some Hershey's for Heroes to some of the soldiers, and they were extremely happy and thankful to hear from Americans. And there was one lady specifically that, as I go through my Facebook page here, Suzanne Messenger, that sent her Hershey's for Heroes. Here's a woman from West Virginia, from my hometown, who sent a box of Hershey's for Heroes and took the time to send a message to these soldiers that she cares about them and loves them. And that message was in Hebrew. And let me share with you. If you go to my Facebook page, you can find, if you scroll down far enough, the soldier that's a commander that I actually did an interview with. And basically the message was this: do not stop defending your country. America stands with you. We pray for you, and God is with you.
And this soldier was deeply moved. Now, here's a guy that has a family. He's actually an attorney. And he's in the reserves. So they called up about 40,000 reserves, the military, because they are already in the Gaza right now as we speak. But they were in preparation for going into the Gaza. And there was the response when I videoed this soldier, what he was reading in Hebrew, people were shocked at what Suzanne had said. And let me read you some of the comments. Wow, Suzanne, this is from May Rosenberg. She's Jewish, an Israeli Jew. Wow, Suzanne, you're amazing. Thank you for your support for the from all of the Israeli people. One lady, an American lady, said, makes me cry. Joy Ertl, from a Jewish lady in Canada, Suzanne Messenger, thank you for blessing my people. Debbie Lee said, wow, just wow. Amethyst Revenet said, beautiful. Suzanne responded by saying, what a blessing in so many ways. You may never know the magnitude of the joy in my heart. My cup runs over. To know that helping you, the Israeli people, gives much joy, and the IDF and the people. It is a blessing to my life. As Michael would say, wow. And I do say wow a lot, because when I interview Israelis from all walks of life, and I understand their struggles, their trials, their triumphs, and the stories they have to tell, which are not common in the United States. These are not common stories heard in the United States anymore. We have become so lethargic. We've become so lazy. We've become so unprincipled. We've become so godless that no more do we see the miracles because of our lack of faith in God and the ability for Him to perform and work in our lives, those miracles that can be a testimony to so many. So that's the one thing I always say about the Jewish state. I will never run out of work, because there is always an amazing miracle and story that takes place in this country. So thank you, Suzanne Messenger, for taking the time. You're not Jewish. To send these Hershey's for Heroes to the soldiers here. And saying thank you. We love you. We stand with you. We pray for you. This is what Hershey's for Heroes is about, folks. This is not about Hershey's sending me a bunch of chocolate bars, blah, blah, blah. That's the easy part. While I appreciate what people do as far as money and giving other things, I don't criticize them. These are things that soldiers need: money, socks, underwear, pizza. It does send a message of support. But there's nothing that will bond and bind the people at the grassroots level with the Jewish soldiers more than Hershey's for Heroes. The reason for that is because when an American sends me chocolate bars with notes on them of love and prayers and commitment to standing with these soldiers, I take a picture of the person sending the chocolate bar with a picture of that chocolate bar with a note on it. Collage that picture into one. Post that on the Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page. The soldiers that get that chocolate bar, I take a picture of them holding it up. That person that sent it or that soldier that received it are now connecting through Facebook and through emails. And many times those people are sending that soldier a care package. This is Grassroots 101. I cannot say it enough. It puts a face of commitment from the person, showing that soldier that these people are real. This is not just money passing and exchanging hands. This is not just pizza that you eat that goes in your mouth and is digested in your system. This is not just socks or underwear that you wear. But this is people helping people, seeing that commitment, and it becomes very personal. So I want to encourage you to send Hershey's for Heroes. Google in Hershey's for Heroes. Send me an email at mgano, G-A-N-O-E, at insighttoisrael, all one word, .com. Send me Hershey's for Heroes. Now, I'm going to share with you recently what I experienced on the front lines with the Israeli soldiers. Let me clarify something. I've gotten a lot of email from people who are concerned. Michael, are you impeding on the work of the soldiers? Michael, you're not putting yourself in a safe place. Listen, I've been doing this long enough that I would never, will never, have never, and will never impede on the safety and security of these soldiers. And I will, even though the positions I put myself in are dangerous, even life-threatening, let me say this. I'm doing something that the media is not doing. The national, international media is not showing you firsthand what these soldiers go through, is not showing you firsthand what the people that live on the border of the Gaza goes through. They don't interview these people. They don't reach out to them. They don't have a clear understanding. Journalists in this country, they fly in and they fly out. And they never show you what the people here go through. They're not in touch or involved with the culture and with the mindset and with the commitment of these people to their own country. It's fly in, get the dramatic footage, talk about what the Palestinians are going through. Their houses have been bombed. These people will sacrifice their children at the hands of murderers for the sake of making the Jewish people look bad. They will literally allow their children to be burned up in a bomb, to be caught in a firefight, put their children up. There is no innocent Muslim, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are foolish enough to think so, you'll be the first ones they'll kill. Islam is a global problem. And unless we're willing to fight back, to push back, to stand up against it, we'll be the next victims. And I refuse to be a victim. Some of you send me emails saying, Michael, you're bitter, you're upset. No, this is righteous indignation. This is a fight for freedom. And if you're not willing to do whatever it takes to fight for that freedom, as many people have in the past, you've become a pathetic, weak American. And you deserve captivity and bondage and slavery because you're not willing to fight for it. Anyway, moving forward. That's my little soapbox. I'm allowed to say it. This is my show. I also want to thank Sandy Curran, who the life, purpose, and feet of Michael Gonneau, where Sandy took pictures of Hershey's for Heroes and Facebook to Israel. And I made this trademark that whenever I travel, I take a picture of my foot and, you know, give people an update of where I'm going. So Sandy took a collage of pictures from Hershey's for Heroes and Insight to Israel and took various pictures of my feet and made this collage and posted it on Facebook. Thank you, Sandy. You never know how much your words as my non-biological mother are a huge encouragement to me. And the jokes that people make about my feet, it's hilarious. Moving forward, in the kibbutz, let me go through here on my Facebook page. In the kibbutz of Sufa is where I was staying with some people that allowed me to just have a shower and a bed to sleep in for a few hours. Folks, when I'm out there on the border, I'm up all night monitoring with these soldiers or by myself in a field sleeping. And I don't really sleep. I'm sleeping on a yoga mat. There's an adrenaline rush that comes with it because you want to make sure you get good video footage. You see all night rockets going off. You barely sleep. And I'm out there 3 days at a time with about 6 hours sleep in 3 days. And I'm able to bring to you this truth of what these people are faced with on the border. So that night, on a Tuesday and Wednesday, I was actually on a Wednesday going into Thursday, I was on the kibbutz of Sufa, which is on the border, which is very close, about a mile. You're going to be right in the Gaza. And there is a fence that goes around this kibbutz with razor wire. You have razor wire on the inside, plus a tall chain link fence with wire at the top, barbed wire at the top, and then razor wire on the outside of that fence, leading to vast farmland which are the supply of fruits and vegetables to Israel, and then also what they export. And then you have the Gaza border. And the Muslims have dug 10, 20 miles worth of tunnels under the ground into Jewish land, underneath Jewish land, next to these kibbutzes, where they come out of the tunnels and they kill people. They shoot rockets, throw hand grenades. And so many times these kibbutzes have military bases, small bases, close to them, where that land is monitored. Those fields are monitored at night by soldiers, and in order to keep the civilian population safe. And they have every right to do so. So this night, I was there in a pillbox with the soldiers on the kibbutz, near the kibbutz of Sufah. And I got to know the soldiers there, took them some Hershey's for Heroes, and just developed in a short time, a very personal relationship when I was able to share with them what I do and tell them the truth about the greatness of this country and its fight for sovereignty and security. And I showed them Hershey's for Heroes, how Americans care about these soldiers, and they defend this country, as they defend the country. So we developed this relationship rather quickly. And that was the first shift. I was out there from 9, and then about 3 in the morning, the next shift came out. And at that time, for a short period, I'd fallen asleep on the mat in the sand. And I remember hearing out of the side of my ear, you know, the next shift said, "Who's this guy?" And one of the soldiers said, "Hershey's for Heroes." That's how he responded to me. Couldn't remember my name, so he said, "Hershey's for Heroes." So I woke up and met the next shift of soldiers and, you know, got to know them. So about 4 in the morning, the commander at this pillbox had told me, "Michael, stay behind this wall, because right now this is the most dangerous time to be here, between 4 and 8. So I'm down behind this wall, I'm checking my email, trying to post some updates on the news, and all of a sudden, so I'd gotten to know the soldiers a little bit that I was with, and all of a sudden, they're putting on their helmets, and I can hear them talking in Hebrew, and I understand enough Hebrew to know there was some serious issues taking place. And so the commander, while I'm laying on the other side of this wall, on the back side of the pillbox, I turn on my pad, because I know that I'm going to get something exciting. I shouldn't say exciting, I don't want to use that term. Something big is happening. So I turn on the video, and of course you can't say anything. I wasn't giving away any information, location, or anything like that. I wouldn't do that, especially at the moment. Now I can say where I was, because it's in the international media. So he's like telling me in English, and you can hear it if you look and listen to it on my Facebook page, which I'll eventually put into a YouTube video. You can hear the commander telling me, "Michael, we have spotted several men that are in the field coming out of tunnels, and we're gearing up to take these guys on." Now, there are about 13 soldiers, or 13, a militant arm of Islam, Muslims from Hamas that were down in this field coming out of tunnels. These are tunnels that stretch for miles into the air, into Israeli land. And so he said, "You need to stay down, because there's going to be some engagement with firearms." So it started to happen, and things started to get hot. There was a lot of machine gun fire. There were tanks in the area that were sending rounds down into the field. There was even mortar fire at the same time protecting these guys that was coming from the Gaza being shot at this kibbutz. There was firefight all around, ladies and gentlemen, like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And as things started to get hot, the commander told me, he said, "Michael, we're going to get you out of here. We need to make sure that you're in a safe place." So the commander gave me a glow stick opened it up and said, listen, I'm going to take you down at the bottom of this hill. You need to run through this field. There's already soldiers that are in place that I've radioed that said that, notified them that you're coming. You need to wave that glow stick in the air so that they know that you're not an enemy combatant. So he took me down the hill, and I have to tell you that when we got through this field, 1 second I looked at the field, and now remember, it is dark outside, but there's some moonlight and some street lights that are on, and so I'm able to see relatively well down into this field. So I looked in the field, turned my head for a second, I looked back, and all of a sudden, just like someone had planted soldier seeds in the ground, up popped these soldiers out of nowhere. And what I found out was these soldiers are with the Israeli Special Forces. These are the guys that go into the tunnels and flush out the Muslims in these tunnels, or they go into the fields and take these guys out one-on-one. They are extremely well-trained, as you can imagine, in killing Muslim terrorists. It was pretty amazing to see these guys come out of nowhere, all in black masks and camouflage. So the commander talked to the commander of these special forces, and so I'm on my way, and you can hear in the video where I say, God bless you guys. So, and I'm continuing to record while I'm going down through this field, and then I see a segment of soldiers that are on patrol in the area. They see me. Michael, you okay? You safe? No problem. So it was an amazing experience. Now, all morning, these folks in this kibbutz were told, don't come out of your homes. There were literally mortar rounds being shot at this kibbutz that shook an entire house. Now, I stayed outside the whole time in the neighborhood, but I was doing video, and you can see where I got video of a helicopter, a Cobra helicopter that was shooting missiles off into the field, taking out the enemy. There was some heavy, heavy, heavy fighting. And I didn't realize how heavy till I actually left the kibbutz hours later and saw all the tanks everywhere, the troop transports. They were amassing troops on this border with the Gaza. And actually, this is the area that after this firefight had ended, after they killed all of these terrorists, that they realized that this is where they need to go in at. And so now the Israeli Defense Force, after Hamas had said time after time they wanted a ceasefire, they did not live up to that ceasefire by doing this. They said, we'll have a ceasefire, for example, at 10 o'clock in the morning. But every hour, hour after hour after hour, leading up to 10 o'clock, they would barrage rocket after mortar, not only at the border towns, but shoot hundreds of rockets at the towns in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in Haifa, in all the neighboring towns, Ashkelon, Ashdod, just a barrage after barrage of rockets. So that was their goal, was to get close to the time of the ceasefire by sending rocket after rocket, hundreds of rockets. And so far in the past 2 weeks, over 1,000 rockets have been shot at the Israeli people. It was an amazing, amazing experience to be there on the front lines, something like I've never experienced in my entire life, and no one should have to experience. But this is what the Jewish people go through on a daily basis from Islam. I cannot emphasize it more, folks. This is Islam in its purest form. I've done a lot of video from the streets. There's one video I did almost 2 weeks ago, where I was sitting in a coffee shop, and the warning alarm came on for rockets in Ramat Gan, where I live, and I got a video of people running to the bomb shelter. That video, in 24 hours, when I posted it on Facebook, was shared over 2,000 times on people's Facebook page. That video, what that means is, when it was shared over 2,000 times in 24 hours, that means at least 10 to 20 people on that Facebook person's Facebook page saw that video. So you're talking about almost 10,000 people that saw that. That's the impact that Insight to Israel is having in getting this message out about the fight of the Jewish people for their sovereignty and security and what they go through as Islam continues to threaten every aspect of their life. So, look, folks, I'm willing to put myself on the front lines for the truth. And that's not stupidity. That's desire to fight for what is right. That's principle that none of the other media, while they stand afar off, will give you. So, in the end, I want to say, please contribute. Please give to Insight to Israel. I raise my own money to be here, and I live off of very little. But I continue to work to bring the American people, the European people, the truth about what happens here. I'm asking that you'll support Insight to Israel with your tax-deductible donation. Again, you can email me at mganoe, that's M-G-A-N-O-E, at insighttoisrael.com, where you can, I will send you directions on how to send your tax-deductible donations. Or you can do that, make that donation, if you're not concerned about the tax deduction, through PayPal. We need your support here. And I want to say thank you to everyone that does support this organization in big and small ways. Please know, $50 a month, $25 a month, $10 a month has a huge impact on what I'm able to do here because it's consistent and allows me to create a budget. Also, the Insight to Israel Hershey's for Heroes America's Web Radio t-shirts that I wear in the field that are in every video that is seen by tens of thousands of people can have your company logo on it that you support the Jewish state for a small fee every month. You will get global publicity and recognition. And I will give you favorable mention on Insight to Israel before every show. So this is how you can keep the truth going about the Jewish state and get constant updates about the success, the blessing that the Jewish people bring from the land of Israel as they are number one in technology, agriculture, and medicine. And please support also through Hershey's for Heroes. Again, you can send me an email at mganoe, G-A-N-O-E, at insighttoisrael.com. Get your church, your family, your civic group, your synagogue together to put together a box. Go buy some Hershey's chocolate bars. Put a note on there of love, prayers, and commitment to the Jewish state and to these soldiers that defend it every day. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. You will never know the impact on the morale of a soldier that one chocolate bar with a note on it can bring. I want to thank God, first and foremost, for allowing me to be here, for allowing these people to have such a huge impact on my life, as I have found such loyal friends here that are committed to Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. These are relationships that I have not found anywhere else in all of my travels and even in the United States. So I thank God for these people. I thank God for my family that has stood with me, stood behind me, uplifted me in prayer, in words of encouragement, as I have done this work for almost 2 years now. And it's not easy. It is not easy to be here. You're by yourself. I'm by myself. But I do it with joy. Even in the low times, I thank God for the strength to pull from the inside, the fortitude, and the commitment to this country and to the work that I'm doing. And I want to thank the American people that truly know what it is, that if it had not been for God giving the Jewish people Torah, the Pentateuch, the Mosaic Law at Mount Sinai, that the facts are we would not have a constitution or a Bill of Rights. So as they fight every day for their sovereignty and security, we owe it to them to stand with them in this fight. And that is why I'm blessed every day to be here, and I'm blessed by your commitment to stand with me to bring this message. Listen, this is Michael Ganoe with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. I want to say, God bless United States of America, the patriot conservatives that stand for the constitutional Judeo-Christian founded principles of the U.S., and God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on America's Web Radio.